Exclusive, Caroline Leavitt, Democrats' lawfare strategy is failing. By Hannah Knudsen on September 7, 2024. The Democrats' strategy of conducting lawfare against former President Donald Trump is failing. Caroline Leavitt, the national press secretary for Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Reacting to the news of Judge Juan Merchan postponing Trump's sentencing for his business records conviction until after the election, Leavitt said, "The Democrats' lawfare strategy is failing because their cases are BS, and they are baseless, and they are not based on evidence, and they have all been either stalled or delayed, thankfully. Because we have either judges in some of these cases that realize these cases have no merits on the law or the prosecutors bringing them forward are corrupt, as is the case of Fani Willis in Georgia. Her own misconduct and ethics violations have stalled that case. Or in this case of Alvin Bragg, where the Democrats realize that all of this lawfare has backfired. And, now, they're delaying the sentencing until after the election." She said, adding, "We shouldn't even be talking about the sentencing in this case because it is unconstitutional in nature. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Caroline Leavitt, September 7, 2024. "This case has never been brought forward in the first place. It's unconstitutional, what has happened, and we are confident that, ultimately, it will be overturned on appeal. And President Trump will be vindicated because he is an innocent man. And I sat in that courtroom in New York with President Trump for 6 weeks. And not one shred of evidence was presented to prove that he is guilty of those 34 counts," Leavitt said, expressing confidence that the truth will come out. "It's a good thing that it was delayed. But it still doesn't mean that this case should have never happened in the first place." She added, also blasting Democrats for interfering in the electoral process when it comes to dealing with former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who endorsed Trump. Related, RFK Jr., "I've made the decision to suspend campaign, support Trump." RFK Jr. tried to run versus a Democrat. They shut down the primary. Then, he switched to an independent. They tried to remove him off the ballot. They waged the courts against him. Now, they're playing games with the ballots in all these individual states, trying to keep him off, trying to keep him on. Going against the will of a candidate, and it has been President Trump's and our campaign's position the entire time that any candidate has the right to run for President of the United States, and any candidate should have ballot access," she said. "Democrats have been a real threat to democracy in waging this lawfare against RFK Jr. in addition to what they've done to President Trump in trying to keep him off the ballot," she continued. "We saw it happen in Colorado and in various other states. All of those efforts have failed, but it really is unbelievable how far the Democrats have gone with this lawfare strategy. And they don't get enough heat for it because the mainstream media is in their pocket." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.